thinking, I've just been diagnosed with hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, and I'm also coughing up thick black stuff. In this case, the well-wisher's words will fall on deaf ears. And so, I feel that perhaps, in the interest of realism, instead of being directed arbitrarily to have a nice day, people should simply be encouraged to do the best they can. It's also probably unrealistic to expect someone to have a nice day all day long. How often does that happen? The day is simply too long and comprises too many parts. One's day may start off well enough, but quite often the niceness is difficult to sustain over an extended period of time. And so, instead of the now standard and far too general, have a nice day, I have devised a new, more specific system of selective short-term well-wishing that puts much less pressure on the recipient. In my system, the time of day a person offers good wishes determines what should be said. As an example, under my method, if I run into an acquaintance at 9 a.m., I'm likely to say, have a satisfying mid-morning. I believe in getting someone off to a good start, and it's a modest enough goal to suggest at such an early hour. Had the encounter taken place a bit earlier, I may have been inclined to offer a simple yet cheerful, here's wishing you a refreshing post-sleep phase. And turning the clock back even further, if the two of us had been out late and parted at 3 in the morning, I'm sure I would have told him to have yourself a stimulating pre-dawn. As you can see, I'm fully prepared for any time of day. 12 noon, you may ask? May your midday be crammed with unfettered joy and myriad delights. 2 in the afternoon? I hope you experience a rewarding post-lunch. Likewise, as the day draws to a close, can you guess what I tell a person at 5:30 in the afternoon? Enjoy your sundown. It's short, it's pleasant, it doesn't demand a lot. Here's one for the same time of day, which I reserve for more serious-minded friends. Have a profound dusk. I like it. I feel it shows a certain respect for the other fellow's depth of soul. Or, and this is a particular favorite of mine, have a challenging twilight. I enjoy giving the other person something to struggle with, just as happy hour is getting underway. By the way, I have a playful side as well. If my friend is a Scottish person, I may say, have a bonny gloaming, but not too often. I don't like to show off my command of foreign languages. Well, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this little explanation of my new system, but more important, I hope you'll put it to work in your daily lives. And so now, dear listener, as we prepare to take our leave, you may be tempted to think I'll be hard-pressed to offer a parting wish that hasn't already been suggested. Don't underestimate me. You see, I'm not limited to the short form. Occasionally, in an expansive mood, I get carried away, and my rhetoric becomes ornate. And so, as we part, let me state that I hope you have a memorable tomorrow, including, but not limited to, the promising golden hours of morning, the full rich bloom of afternoon, and of course the quiet gentle hours of evening, when time, pausing for an instant and breathing a small sigh, rushes forward to greet the newly forming day. I hope you appreciate the extra effort. At some point, someone who worked at Rockefeller Center must have said, "Boys, I have a great idea for Christmas. Let's kill a beautiful tree that's been alive for 75 years and bring it to New York City here. We'll stand it up in Rockefeller Plaza and conceal its natural beauty by hanging shiny, repulsive, man-made objects on it and let it stand there slowly dying for several weeks while simple-minded children stare at it and people from Des Moines take pictures of it. That way, perhaps we can add our own special obscene imprint to Christmas in Midtown." Regarding the criticism of Al Gore's actions upon being elected president in 2000, and realizing that the Bush family would do everything in its power to reverse the results illegally, I recall at the time hearing some of the usual morons in this country refer to President-elect Al Gore as a sore loser because he sought legal redress in the courts, and he kept seeking it. Sore loser? You bet your fucking ass. What on earth is wrong with being a sore loser? It shows you cared about whatever the contest was in the first place. Fuck losing graciously. That's for chumps and losers, by the way. Americans have flat out lost their spirit.